Chapter 15. When Elizabeth came back from her fight with Killer Kitten, she looked grim, but satisfied. I was curled up on the couch with Penumbra and Norma, but the other women quickly made room for my girlfriend, so she sank down onto the couch and laid her head on my chest. Eileen strode into the room after her and perched on the chair across from me, but since Elizabeth was the only one with any blood on her suit, I figured that my android hadn't needed to step into the fight.
It's done. Helena sided with Optimo, so I had to kill her. I'm sorry it had to come to that,
Norma said as she reached across my lap to squeeze the other woman's arm.
Damn. Are you feeling okay? I'm all right. But I'll be a lot better once we kill Optimo, since he's our biggest threat now. She didn't hurt you, did she?
Dynamo finished her off before Killer Kitten was able to do any real damage.
Yeah, even though her claws did hurt like hell.
I know that was hard, I said as I wrapped my arm around the black-haired woman's shoulder. Thank you.
It'll all be worth it in the end,
my girlfriend said with a little smile as she looked up at me.
What did you do with her body? I left it at the church. Oh, and Eileen called the cops from an untraceable number after we left, so they should find her body pretty soon, if they haven't already.
Then they'll probably have just enough time to notify Optimo before we face him tomorrow.
I don't think that asshole has enough of a heart to be affected by her death at all, but I guess it's possible. Yeah, but like, even if he doesn't care about Killer Kitten, he'll still, like, feel really alone, you know? Like, now he doesn't have anybody to serve as backup. The Badger's dead, and so is the Streak, and now so is Killer Kitten.
Plus, the CEO and the two brothers who head up the board of directors.
Exactly. So maybe he doesn't give a shit about them, but if nothing else, it'll make him know that he doesn't have anybody else to rely on. He's got such a big ego that may not matter. But I hope it will throw him off a little anyway.
I think it will definitely surprise him. And there's nothing I like more than to surprise somebody who thinks they have everything figured out.
It will certainly surprise Optimo when he discovers that you have given his powers to yourself.
It'll be like Christmas morning.
So now we just wait until the DNA is finished, cooking, right?
It should be finished by dawn.
Then that means we should be able to face Optimo later tomorrow. But for now, let's try to get some sleep, so we'll be as rested as possible. It was hard to fall asleep, but that was because it really did feel like Christmas fucking Eve. After all this time and all this effort, we were about to eliminate the one obstacle that still stood in our way. And once Optimo was out of the picture, we would be able to do whatever we wanted. We could finally make a world where superheroes actually did some good, and where supervillains were actually punished. Plus, by the time the sun came up tomorrow, I should have all of Optimo's powers for myself. I couldn't wait to have them, because for one thing, they would definitely help me in my fight against the smug superhero. Of course, it didn't hurt that they would also be just cool as fuck to have. When I headed down to the cellar at dawn, Eileen was already there, and my other three women exited the elevator just a few minutes later to join me. How does it look, Eileen? I asked, when we had all gathered around my android.
It is ready for injection. May I do the honors, creator?
And it's, it's safe?
It has gone through all of the safety protocols that I could design. I would never put my creator in danger.
So that means the DNA samples from Incubus and Optimo have totally fused now. Or what I mean is the specific parts of their DNA that give them their superpowers.
Yes, everything is ready, as is the sample from the Badger. I formulated the fusion for Miles' specific DNA, so that means I can give him the injection, but it would not work if I tried to give it to you or anyone else.
Because you would have to code it for our unique genetics, right?
Yes, that is correct. DNA is a very unique and tricky thing, so it will take a few days to get everything ready for the rest of you.
And right now, we don't have time.
Penumbra said with a little nod.
Optimo has to know by now that we've been behind all of the superhero and corporate deaths recently, so if we don't go after him first, he could come after us. And if we go after him now, then we can do it on our terms. We can take him without extra powers for ourselves. Besides, Miles will have all the extra power that we need. After all, he'll have Optimo's powers, plus the insane healing abilities of the Badger, so nothing will be able to stop him.
Damn right, I said with a smirk. As soon as we defeat Optimo, I have big plans for all of us. I want to give us all the anti-aging power that we took from Captain Youth, just like I want to give you all the teleportation ability that we took from the Streak, and the crazy fast healing powers of the Badger, so nothing can ever hurt us. And then, I can give us whatever else we want to have.
Just as long as we get rid of Mr. Spandex first.
Yep. That's the plan. So, Eileen, are you ready?
I will get the injection now.
Perfect. I'm ready to see how it feels to be the most powerful man on the planet.
You already are the most powerful man on the planet,
Norma said as she laid her hand on my arm.
After all, you're Miles Nelson, self-made billionaire.
That's very true. But now I'm ready for even more.
Please take a seat,
Eileen said as she held up a large needle.
I'm ready for you now.
Eileen swabbed my shoulder with an alcohol wipe, pressed the tip of the needle up against my skin, and then swiftly inserted it into the muscle. As soon as she injected the contents of the needle into my arm, I felt a short burst of pain, followed by a shiver that went down my spine. But by the time she pulled it out again, the pain had disappeared. I stretched my arm up overhead, swung it around a few times in a circle, and then flexed my fist to really get the blood flowing. I sure as hell felt more powerful, but I needed to actually test it out to see if I really did have all of Optimo's powers now. Plus, I needed to see how long they were going to last, to make sure that Incubus's DNA had done its job. But if everything had gone according to plan, then I should be able to use Optimo's powers right away, just like I should keep them forever. So, once I had stretched, I stood up, took a deep breath, and smiled at my women. I think it's finally time to see what I can do. I didn't have my supersuit on, of course, so I knew that anything I was able to do now wouldn't have anything to do with my suit. Instead, it would just be all me. And since I figured that the best way to test out my new powers was to go for the biggest one first, I dropped into a little bit of a crouch and then jumped up into the air. But I didn't come back down. Instead, I just hovered right below the ceiling. And when I held out my hand to the right, I veered to the right. When I held out my left hand, instead, I veered to the left. And when I held them both in front of me, I shot forward so fast that I damn near ran into the wall, before I dropped both hands to my sides and then just hovered below the ceiling again. I aimed my arms down at the floor and slowly descended until my feet were on the ground again. And then I turned toward my four women. They all had their mouths open, except for Eileen, but she looked very pleased with her own work.
Miles, you can fly. It really worked.
Of course it worked.
Well, I figured that it would. I just didn't. It's crazy to actually see it.
I think we better take this outside. Then I can really test this shit out. All five of us piled into the elevator and instantly headed out to the huge lawn of my lakefront estate. Now, I could really be free to move around as much as possible, and I could test out my new strength, and even my new lasers, without accidentally injuring anyone or anything in the enclosed cellar. Optimo didn't use the lasers that could shoot out of his eyes very often, at least not in public, but there were probably several reasons for that. For one thing, I had a feeling that Optimo didn't have the kind of discipline that was necessary to practice with such a powerful ability. He probably hadn't trained himself to use it enough, so he couldn't be completely sure that he could control it if he needed to. Plus, it wasn't great for the cameras. Optimo prided himself on the fact that he looked like the all-American superhero with blonde hair and blue eyes, so it wasn't exactly great for publicity whenever his eyes turned red and shot fire out of them. It was hard for him to be America's sweetheart when he looked like a demon straight from hell. It also wasn't good for Warden's Corp, since if the country saw their hero melt someone's insides just by looking at them, they would be goddamn terrified of Optimo, instead of in love with him. I couldn't wait to see the look on his face when he realized that he wasn't the only one who could shoot lasers out of his eyes anymore. Once we were on the lawn, I propelled myself up in the air again, only this time I rocketed up so high that I damn near touched the clouds. I leveled out my altitude after that and started to play with this new power so I could figure out exactly how much effort it took to steer my body in one direction and then another. It was actually pretty easy once I got used to it. Whenever I was up in the air, my body followed my arms. So, if I held out my right arm, I flew toward the right, and so on. It also didn't take me long to discover that if I held both arms down at my side instead of straight out in front of me, I could double my speed straight forward. After I practiced taking off and landing on top of guiding my body through the air, I let myself come back to the ground to check in with my women before I tested out my other powers. Besides, I wanted to see just how long it had been, so I could be sure that Optimo's powers were now permanently mine. Has it been over 7 minutes yet? I asked as I felt my feet on the earth again.
Miles?
Norma grinned.
It's been over an hour.
Really? But it felt like I just got up there.
You looked like a natural. How did it feel?
Since my creator lost track of time, it seems reasonable to assume that it felt very good.
Yeah, what she said. That's a fucking amazing power.
All right, evil genius.
Elizabeth said with a smile.
Let's see what else you can do.
You got it, I said, and then I took a few steps forward before I launched myself into the air again. As I flew over the lawn, I dipped down and scanned the ground for a good target. When I started to approach one of the empty sheds at the edge of a line of trees, I focused my gaze on the roof, narrowed my eyes, clenched them shut for a second, and then opened them up again the moment that my eyelids felt warm. Two lasers immediately shot out of my eyes. The blast lasted for only a second, and I hadn't quite hit the target, but there was a thick scorch mark across the ground in front of the shed. Oh, if that had been a person, they would most definitely be dead right about now. I grinned, looped around in the air, and then darted back toward the shed. Now that I knew what it felt like to activate my laser vision, I already felt more confident with it. So the next time I aimed for the shed, I burned a hole across the entire roof, so the air filled with the smell of burnt shingles. I didn't stop there. Even as the roof continued to smoke, I dipped closer, down to the shed, but I flew past it, straight toward the trees behind it. I wasn't ready to take on an entire tree just yet, so instead I aimed my body for one of the limbs. Right before I reached the limb, I twisted in the air and then plowed into it. My body splintered right through the wood with the force of my impact, but I didn't just let the branch fall. Instead, I darted down to the ground, grabbed it before it hit the earth, and carried it back up into the air, like it weighed absolutely nothing. Goddamn. It felt good to be all-powerful. After I practiced with my new abilities for a decent part of the morning, I finally came back to the ground to check in with my women. They hadn't taken their eyes off me while I was in the air, so we headed inside now to eat just enough of a meal that I would be fueled for my fight against Optimo.
You looked amazing,
Elizabeth told me as we all sat down to eat.
Your eyes were glowing pure red when you started to fire your lasers, and when you tossed around that tree limb like it was nothing, like, holy shit!
You performed exceptionally, but that is no surprise.
Is it crazy that I think you're already better than Optimo?
Norma smiled.
No, that is not crazy. Miles is a very fast learner, and Optimo has statistically been more concerned with sponsorships and spandex than with training his own abilities.
That's just because he's a smug asshole who doesn't think anybody can challenge him. He doesn't think anybody has the balls or the power.
Then it's a good thing that I've got both.
So, what's our plan?
Norma asked as she passed around a plate of sandwiches.
How do we attack him? Should Dynamo and I come around the back and...
So I've been waiting to tell you all this, but none of you are going to fight Optimo with me.
I'm sorry, what? What do you mean? Of course we're coming with you.
Oh, you're all going to come with me, but you're not going to fight Optimo. I'm the only one who's going to actually fight him.
But, why?
It's too dangerous, I said after I took a bite of my sandwich. I know that you all are so powerful, but so is Optimo. And now that I actually feel his powers for myself, it's just... Well, it would just be so easy for him to kill you.
I guess all he would have to do is just look at us wrong. And if he used his laser eyes, we'd be toast in just a matter of seconds.
Exactly. I can fight against him because I have the same powers. Plus, I'll be able to use them a hell of a lot more creatively than he can. But I also have the Badger's healing abilities, so I can take anything that he throws against me, and I won't get hurt. But I don't want anything to happen to any of you.
Even me?
Yes, even you. I know that we could build you another body, but you're much more valuable to me if you stay intact while I fight Optimo.
But then, what do you want us to do? If you want us to come with you but we can't fight Optimo, then how can we help?
We only wish to serve you. Just tell us how.
You'll be my backup. But more importantly, I want you there to help out any civilians that might otherwise end up as collateral damage.
That makes sense.
Norma said with a nod.
Between you and Optimo, you could really cause a lot of damage to the city and anyone in the area.
And to take down Optimo, I definitely will have to cause a lot of damage. So I want you four to keep an eye out and rescue any civilians who don't get out of the way fast enough. If Optimo throws a bus or I burn a hole through a building, I want you there to save any citizens who get in the way.
We can do that. Hell yeah, we can. You can count on us.
I know I can. Oh, and there's one other thing you can all do for me.
Just say the word.
I don't think this will be a problem, since we already killed all of Optimo's usual backup partners. But if he does bring any little warden minions with him, take care of them for me, so they don't get in my way.
Easy peasy. Yeah, like you said, the wardens that he usually teams up with are dead. So I don't know if anyone is left who will want to fight on Optimo's side against the evil genius. And there's definitely nobody left on the wardens that we can't take care of on our own.
Yup, that's the idea. Now, let's suit up and get a move on.
Wait, how do we know where to find him?
I have that under control. In fact, Optimo is scheduled for a photo shoot with, Gator fluid at noon today?
What the fuck is Gator fluid?
It is a type of energy drink to help the body refuel after workouts. It is not well known, but the more well-known brands have all pulled their sponsorship deals with the wardens due to the organization's plummeting stock.
So Optimo is stuck with Gator fluid. I love it.
Then we'll meet him at the photo shoot?
Yup. We should be able to make it there just as they finish shooting.
A showdown at high noon. That's very Wild West of you, Miles.
Well, there's no reason to drag it out or try to set up a perfect trap or anything like that. I said with a shrug, I want to face him, and I want to do it right now. After we all put on our suits, I spent a little more time using my new powers while I also wore my supersuit. I had extra powers in my suit, of course, thanks to all my technology, but I wanted to make sure that my suit wouldn't interfere with my new abilities. Of course, I had thought about that when I made a few recent tweaks to my supersuit, so a few minutes of practice proved that everything worked just like it was supposed to. Now, all we had to do was go hunt down the bastard. It was around noon when all five of us finally piled into my usual minivan and headed toward the public park that was the site of the smug superhero's photo shoot. The park was right beside downtown Pinnacle City, so I knew that there was a very strong chance that our fight would take us out of the park and all over downtown as well. But that was exactly why my four women were with me, so they could spread out and help minimize any collateral damage. Not that Optimo cared about that kind of thing, but I fucking did. When we arrived at the public park, I checked the cameras all around the area to find Optimo's specific location. He was right beside a gazebo in the middle of the park, and there were plenty of people all around him. Some of them were trying to take pictures of him at the same time that the official photograph team took pictures, but many of the people looked like they were just there to enjoy a warm day outside, even if the sky was gray and overcast. Elizabeth and Norma, I want you two to fan out at the edge of the park where it leads into all the buildings downtown.
You got it, boss.
Norma said with a little salute. Eileen in Penumbra. You both fan out in the park itself. But that's just where I want you to start, so I also want all of you to just try to keep an eye on the fight, and then, based on where Optimo and I go, you can also go wherever you need to.
Don't worry about us. You just take care of Optimo, and we'll take care of everything else.
As soon as we spilled out of the minivan, the girls all split off and moved toward their assigned locations. It really was just a starting point for them, but I knew that between our comms and the fact that Penumbra could fly up in the air and keep an eye on things, they would know exactly where to go to be the most helpful. And that meant I could focus completely on Optimo. After the girls all spread out, I headed toward the gazebo in the middle of the park. Every time someone saw me, they jumped and headed in the opposite direction. But I knew that was only because Optimo had made the public terrified of the evil genius. Still, I had a feeling that by the time we finished our fight today, the citizens of Pinnacle City would be a hell of a lot more scared of Optimo, and a hell of a lot more grateful for me. After all, Optimo didn't give a shit about how many civilians he killed, as long as it meant that he could kill me, too. When I approached the gazebo, I instantly saw the photoshoot camera crew, but it looked like they were wrapping things up. Half of them had already packed their cameras away, but Optimo was still right in the center of the crew, and he continued to flex, even after all the cameras stopped. I approached him from the side, so he didn't see me at first. All the workers at the photoshoot did, though, and they immediately grabbed their gear and started to run, as fast as their legs could carry them.
What the hell?
Optimo demanded.
Where are you?
Hey, asshole. I cut him off.
You!
Optimo whirled around to face me. His cape billowed out behind him, and his biceps flexed as if it was just a reflex at this point. As soon as he realized that I was right in front of him, his blue eyes flashed dark red for just a second. But then he glanced at all the citizens who had actually started to gather around to see what was about to happen.
You little...
Miss me? I smirked, and then I hurled myself toward him.